FM 90.3 WJTO, your home for Christ, community, and music. That's Natalie Grant in Christ Alone. Before that, Tasha Layton, Never, and Consumed by Fire, Walk with Jesus. Before that, good morning, happy Thursday, 7:06 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Mindy.
Hey, part two of the Some Sort of Rock Show, Top 60 of 23, airs tomorrow night from 10 to midnight. Join our pal John Safiri for the best louder songs from the year. You can also, in the meantime, visit Some Sort of Rock Show on their social pages, Facebook and Instagram.
And what a pleasure it is to be sitting down with Julie Baum, the Director of Supporter Relations for Align Life Ministries. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Liam. So, hi, Mindy.
Hello.
So happy you can be joining us today. Julie, is there anyone you want to give a shout out to? Say hi.
Oh, thank you. Yes, let's see. Good morning, Tom, if you're listening. That's my husband. Aww. Good morning, Shannon and Shauna, my two teammates who said they'd be listening this morning. So thank you so much, girls, for waking up early and listening to WJTL. And thanks to everyone who's getting ready for work, getting ready for school. Just good morning to you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And yes, so Julie, for those of us who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about Align?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. So Align Life Ministries, our mission is that we align with God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to champion the sacredness of life. And we do that through three ways, through our pregnancy services ministry, through strategic partnerships and equipping resources. But the biggest thing by far that we do is the Pregnancy Center Ministries, which is known as Align Pregnancy Services. So we have four pregnancy centers throughout Lancaster and Lebanon counties. One in Columbia, one in Ephrata, one in Lancaster City, and one in Lebanon City. And we just love serving pregnant, parenting, and post-abortive clients there with the love of Jesus.
That's great. Yeah, and it's such a heavy industry to be in. I'm sure you have a lot of stories of that weight, but there's probably a lot of stories of redemption. Do any come to mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, so one of the services that we offer, like our whole desire is to equip clients with truth so that they can make a good decision with the difficult things that they face. And one of the ways that we equip people with truth is through ultrasound. So we had a story recently in our ultrasound room. It's usually pretty quiet. You know, it's a holy moment. The mom and maybe the dad are looking and they're seeing their little one on the screen. Well, we had one not too long ago where they have had a little 16-month-old boy. And he was in a strange place, of course, in this ultrasound room, and things are dark, and he sees these lights, and he was just inconsolable. He cried all the time, wailed actually, and it was not a quiet scene. But there was all this chaos going on, and we're trying to console the little one. The dad's trying to console the little one, and the little 7-week-old baby that they carried was came on the screen. The little boy could not have cared less because he just wanted his mom back. But with all the chaos and all the tension and all the turmoil in that room, the mom and the dad saw their little baby on the screen, and it was like time froze. And even amidst the noise, where they didn't think that they could have another one, they said, the mom said, I'm going to continue this pregnancy. And they chose life for their baby. And so even in the midst of the noise, like God, it doesn't matter like what goes on around us, like God, the truth just cuts through. And we are eventually comforted and consoled. It's so great. So we were praising him for that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Praise God. So a story of loud and loud and loud. But I understand that some of these women that are going through these struggles are often suffering in silence. And so there are resources for them. We don't have to dive into too many specifics, but Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's a day that many churches across our region set aside to think about and commemorate the sacredness of human life. And we at Align just love bringing that to mind. We love keeping it on our minds and helping keep other people keep it on their minds. And so we have a lot of resources to come alongside local churches to help them honor the sacredness of life, something we should do every day. But if there's a Sunday that we can use annually to remind people, we will take it. And so we've got speakers to go out. We've got bulletin inserts. We have social media graphics. We have blog posts. We've got client story videos. So any type of resource like that that you would like, we would love for you to use. It's completely free, available on our website, AlignLifeMinistries.com. And you can look at the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday page. We would love to help you that way.
That's great. And for any other information that people are wondering about, is the website a good place to reach them?
Yes, absolutely. AlignLifeMinistries.org.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, pleasure sitting down with Julie Baum, and we'll be speaking more with her in just a little bit. In the meantime, we got more great tunes as well as your forecast on the way.
With SRN News.